She was almost ready to go, standing before the hall mirror, putting on her hat, while he, his hands behind him, appeared pinned to the door frame, waiting like Saint Sebastian for the arrows to begin piercing him. The hat was new. She kept saying, "Maybe I shouldn't have paid that for it. No, I shouldn't have. I'll take it off and return it tomorrow. I shouldn't have bought it." Julian raised his eyes to heaven. "Yes, you should have bought it," he said. "Put it on. Let's go." It was a hideous hat. A purple velvet flap came down on one side of it and stood up on the other. The rest of it was green, and it looked like a cushion with the stuffing out. He decided it was less comical than jaunty and pathetic. Everything that gave her pleasure was small and depressed him. 3 decades after he threw his last pitch, Sandy Koufax was back in uniform at Dodgertown, a rare occurrence given his belief that baseball uniforms do not flatter those of a certain age. This is where he made his debut in the spring of 1955, and Vero Beach is where he's chosen to make his after-baseball home. An odd choice for a man said not to like the game and the attention it brings him. "Let me tell you something you probably already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and it don't care how tough you are. It'll keep you to your knees permanently if you let it. Now me, you can't hit as hard as life has hit me, but it ain't how hard you can get hit, but about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how the winning is done.